With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. For those who serve in the United States Armed Forces, this Christmas will be a little greener this year.
1,450,000 military service members will receive a special, we call, Warrior Dividend before Christmas, a Warrior Dividend in honor of our nation's founding in 1776. We are sending every soldier $1,776. Think of that. And the checks are already on the way.
It was a highlight in his primetime speech Wednesday night. President Trump also says his tariffs were funding the payments to our troops. Top man in the Kremlin issuing a threat.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned Moscow will seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kyiv and its Western allies reject the Kremlin's demands in peace talks. Speaking at an annual meeting with top military officials, Putin says Moscow would prefer to achieve its goals and eliminate the root causes of the conflict by diplomatic means. But he adds, if the opposing side and its foreign patrons refuse to engage in substantive dialogue, Russia will achieve the liberation of its historical lands by military means. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
United States announcing massive arms sales to Taiwan. It's valued at more than $10 billion and likely to not make Beijing very happy at all. Nick Reiner appearing in court as he faces charges of first-degree murder in the killing of his parents. 32-year-old did not enter a plea Wednesday from behind the glass wall of a custody area. His parents were found dead in their home on Sunday. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington has some Christmas facts.
According to Lifeway Research, 91% of Americans say they will be celebrating on December 25th, although it's not clear that all of them understand what it is they are celebrating. Lifeway reports 72% of poll respondents believe that Christmas commemorates an actual historical event, but less than 1 in 4 say they could retell the Christmas story from memory. The YouVersion Bible app says a lot of people are reading the Christmas story this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of students and professors at public universities all across Alabama asking an appeals court to halt a state law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in public schools. Now, the state law prohibits schools and universities from using state funds for any programs or curriculum that endorses divisive concepts related to race, religion, and so-called gender identity. SRN News. A Senate hearing involving the head of the FCC.
Democratic senators are criticizing the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission for pressuring broadcasters to take ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Texas Republican Ted Cruz was critical of Brendan Carr.
Government officials threatening adverse consequences for disfavored content is an unconstitutional coercion that chills protected speech.
There was a push to get Kimmel off the air after comments made after the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Carr said he was enforcing the public interest standard. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Warner Brothers telling shareholders of the company that it believes a $72 billion buyout offer from Netflix is superior and telling them to reject a hostile takeover bid from Paramount Skydance. More details at srnnews.com.